What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 270 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast. I'm your host, Anton LaPlatte. Joining me, as always, we have the Ray Trace Durag Madrid Devon.
We in this bitch.
And we got the most degenerate squid in the sea, Jalen Roberts.
On the same damn day.
Chris is off enjoying New Orleans, you know, living his best life. So he'll be back with us next week. But until then, we got a jam-packed show for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about Star Wars Battlefront. We're going to be talking about World of Goo. We're going to talk about Suika Game, Shin Megami Tensei V, Monster Hunter Stories, Helldivers 2, and Final Fantasy VII Advent Children Complete. So what's getting posted? Where?
Leaks. Twitter. You know how it is.
Yeah, like leaks and scans and shit. And fucking YouTubers. With their thumbnails, yep. Yes.
Thumbnails, not even just the thumbnails, those like random-ass community posts. It's like, that's not even an actual video.
But, yeah, the leaks. I'm glad in the gaming space, not a lot of stuff's getting spoiled. Like, we got a lot of big games that have been coming out, and fortunately, unlike manga, I'm not getting any spoilers, and I mean, this is not me asking for spoilers.
Right. I mean, usually people who, like, officially get games early, like, people who officially get this shit early are very good about spoilers.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're embargoed. They sign documents saying that, like, hey, we're not going to do this. So it's part of, like, the stipulations of, like, the contracts that they're signing to get the games. Are like, don't.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that fully. But, like, shit, when Kingdom Hearts, which one was it? 3? I was about to say 4, like, that one's come out. But when Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, like, I don't know about to, but we're about to get more news, maybe. But, yeah, I remember people were already, like, spoiling that shit, and people were on YouTube, like, going balls deep about it. I don't know if they're able to finesse early copies without the stipulations or
like Seven Rebirth is out there. Like, people who aren't the people who got it legitimately there, but that game is out there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I haven't seen any spoilers for that. That it's reviewing super well. The reviews came out a few days ago, about a week before the game comes out. And
about a week ago.
It has over a 90 on Metacritic. It is being regaled as one of the best PS5 games, period. So I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to play it. One of the things that's concerning to me, though, is what the Platinum's going to look like, because the sheer amount of minigames, like, what I'm worried about is that game being more minigames than, like, legitimate game.
I don't know. I feel like people have said there's a shit ton of minigames. And I feel like there's a healthy amount of game, like, in and of itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm, like,
In the mini games, just take it to the next level by injecting more replayability and more, like, hey, just sit with this for longer, you know?
Yeah. I'm just wondering, because I was thinking I would be able to go for the Platinum, but if getting the highest score on all the mini games is one, like, it'll probably be a handful of those trophies, and I don't see myself doing that.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta let it go. Or get good.
That also is an option. I don't know. Like, the 16 Platinum was a lot more manageable than, like, what I'm imagining the 7 Rebirth Platinum is going to be.
Yeah, one of them has mini games. The other
has side quests. Slavery.
Yes.
All right. So I'm looking forward to that, but I'm also looking forward to Elden Ring, the Shadow of the Erdtree DLC. We finally got a date for it. It's June 21st. And I feel like that's enough time from now until that comes out.
Yeah, that's a solid amount of time. In they gave you a Tatsu in that game. Like, you can actually spin kick it.
I'm not sure if that's an Ash of War or if that's like a weapon.
I'm assuming it's an
Ash of War. But the fact that you could do that to someone in PvP now, that when that comes out, people are going to be throwing that at each other in PvP.
You know,
it looks really good though. Like a lot of things, you know, people are familiar with the FromSoft formula, so they knew they were like, yeah, you're gonna go to the tree. Well, you're gonna go back to Mog's palace. You're gonna go up to the egg, touch the hand. And then be transported. And the trailer pretty much is like, you're pretty much right. Probably. Maybe they're fucking with us.
No, I don't think they're fucking with us.
They're not fucking with us.
They're not fucking with us.
They're fucking with us with something. And we won't know until we're there. Just about the whole thing in general. But, yeah, those new enemies, the boss fights, or demi bosses, or whatever.
Oh no! Some of those were straight up boss fights, and like some of those designs are just like almost everything they showed. I was like, oh yeah, I can't wait to die to that.
Yeah, yeah. Like that big ass like fire giant. That's not a fire giant,
right? The like. Walking funeral pyre, like mass grave thing. Because when they went back, like apparently, like the lore around that is, it's a weapon that was used in the war in the Land of Shadow, and it was powered by burning dead bodies within it. So,
well, I'm sure we're going to see use of that mechanic.
Right, it picks you up, throws you inside of it.
For sure. Summons enemies to scoop them up and heal itself. Right. Or get stronger. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, like, June 21st, I feel like that's a good place for it. It kind of gave other games breathing room.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure Horizon was shitting bricks, and now they're like, all right, we're better off. It's close, but we're better off.
Yeah.
Wait, what's Horizon dropping? Just the PC version of?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think that's going to do...
The complete edition or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, that's how, for the most part, they've gone. It's like they just kind of include all the DLC and all the improvements or whatever additional content was added on PlayStation. Like, I know 7 Remake's not the exact same situation because it's a Square game, but when it came to PC, it just had the Yuffie DLC and Spider-Man had all the City That Never Sleeps DLC, and the original Horizon had the Frozen Wilds, and God of War didn't have any additional content for the original one, but it did get some enhancements for PC, probably like knowing them, widescreen support, like ultra wide, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Especially that weird lion thing.
Yeah.
Looks like the lion Lorax tore off of himself when he turned back into a warrior.
Yeah. Or, I feel like we were seeing a lot of those beasts, like the, I can't remember his name, but that king that had the lion, or yeah. Like Merikith. Those beasts, I feel like we're seeing a lot of them. So maybe we're gonna fight some of those other animals. Were they all the same type of beast? Or well, are they like lions, wolves?
The two like major ones that we saw in the trailer, one is based off the Chinese dragons, where it's like multiple humanoids. Like, that's why it moves like that, because apparently it's like three dudes in a lion costume.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's that. And then we had the hippo that was using that like incantation thing. Because they kind of show it before it activates, and then it like shoots out all those spikes. Can't wait to, because that'll probably be an incantation, just judging by like the effects off it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my, yeah. That shit was piped up. The music, the fucking Mesmer the Impaler.
Right.
He sounds like a shitty magician.
Mesmer the Magnificent looking ass.
Oh my god. You know he's got the Dragoon tech with that lance and that fucking snake attached.
Oh, he's gonna be a problem. I'm saying this right now.
Oh yeah.
He do be jumping. Like,
yeah, he got that level 100 Dragoon tech.
Before the rework.
Ooh.
But yeah, I mean, that for me, this summer is going to be stacked. We got 16 DLC, we got 14 Dawn Trail, and then we got Shadow of the Erdtree. So summer is kind of like booked at this point, because they're saying the map is going to be the size of Limgrave, and I'm like, oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. The deep one? The one with levels and layers?
I wouldn't be surprised if this game has, like, layers to it.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the thing about it, is this is like a $40 DLC. This is about to be some shit.
Yeah.
$40.
I think it's going to be definitely worth it, though.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Like, just to give you an idea of what scale we're probably going to be dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, last year, Cyberpunk got Phantom Liberty, and that got into a lot of Game of the Year discussions. I'm expecting the exact same thing to happen for Elden Ring, where Shadow of the Erdtree is going to be in talks for being Game of the Year, because FromSoft really don't miss, and considering the install base they had off just the original base Elden Ring selling that much, it's going to be...
Yeah, its penetration rate is like very deep, so people are definitely invested at this point, and it's been what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Because honestly, I think the announcement was about 2 years after the game came out.
Wait, what year did Elden Ring come out?
Thought it was. Yeah. That's... I don't like that.
What was the date?
February 25th.
February.
2022. So yeah, 2 years after... More than 2 years. 2.5 years, really.
Should look at that. So yeah, it definitely has, like, that shit was a reset. Like, companies' websites had never seen that much traffic just from them looking at this game, trying to get more information or trying to find a guide. Right. That's just going to be a reset, and people people don't mind getting more, you know? They're going to want it. And it's $40.
That's a.
I'm a non-Souls nigga. I'm about to be all up on that shit.
I don't know. Elden Ring, it was just such thoroughly game of the year that year in 2022. Like, I
took all the gaming categories that I don't fucking play. Open world. Souls like. Oh, yeah. That's really it. Hard as fuck. I played it and I beat it. That's crazy. That means a lot. This game is powerful. Like, powerful beyond compare. So, damn, that shit's really about to hit. And unfortunately, as Jalen knows, it shares the same release date as SMT 5 Vengeance.
I'm okay.
They're like, fuck
I'm okay.
It, let's just drop this game a little early.
Right, because this initially got like teased like last year, right? We've known that there was going to be another release of SMT5 on PlayStation for like. It was probably through leaks and rumors and stuff.
Is it one of those we knew, or it was like.
Basically.
That's what people wanted.
Both.
A bit of both. Yeah, both.
A bit of both, because it was like. A spread came out that made it sound like there was going to. They were going to finally get a. SMT5 out of Switch jail, and
yeah.
4 and Apocalypse were going to get out of 3DS jail. And then we heard nothing for another 2 years where we get this announcement for Vengeance, which is a whole nother storyline and a whole nother 80-hour route.
Yeah, this is good. Honestly, them putting SMT3 on Switch and other consoles kind of made me feel like that's something they're leaning towards.
Yeah.
With them adding this much other additional content to the game, it's like this is fucking perfect. This is the best way to drop it, like a definitive edition with the new route
and the DLC.
Even
though they're going to tell you more DLC.
You can break over 3 of your personas from your previous playthrough.
3 demons. 3 specific demons you can bring.
3 demons. Pick your favorite 3. No demon bank or demon home.
No demon home. And that's fine. I don't feel the need to, like, transfer over demons.
Yeah. And honestly, with the way it is, I might try and power through on Switch just to finish it so I can just play and do the new route.
Yeah, I'm thinking it because one of the biggest problems with 5 is that the other human characters get nothing. Like, they're off, but even their director, I think, in one of the interviews, in a recent interview, said there was no real need to actually flesh out the other characters and their routes, and it's like, that's kind of why 5 sucks. But with Vengeance, we're already seeing you can have human party members. So it's like, the other characters get to actually, you know, provide an argument for why you should pick their alignment.
Because
narratively, the only one that actually makes sense is true neutral. Which is the one that involves beating the extra boss fights.
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of feel bad for people who are going to get Vengeance on Switch. Because, like, it makes sense going from Switch to PlayStation. You're not going to be able to.
Yeah, you can bring your 3 demons over.
Right.
Yeah. But I get to put SMT on the deck?
Right, the deck capabilities with that.
The deck capabilities have been activated. I'm hyped.
I mean, another game that has great deck capabilities is Monster Hunter Stories Remastered.
Yeah, that has escaped 3DS jail.
Right.
Meaning it's possible.
Yeah. Because my thing with that would be a lot of those games are built specifically for the dual screen interface. So it's like, how do you deal with that?
The fact that the sequel came to Switch and PC.
Yeah.
And so the original came to iPhone.
This isn't a port, it's a remake.
Yeah, it's a remaster with added voice lines. So, well, with I think it's fully voiced. Where the 3DS, it didn't have any voice acting.
They don't care about voice acting on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was... You were asking for a lot if on the 3DS you were getting, like, legitimate voice acting. That's why Pokemon feels like they can still get away with it, because they just didn't have to do it on the 3DS. And now on the Switch, where it makes absolutely no sense not to have it, they're just like, no, it was fine then, it's fine now.
Hey, that's... SMT is not much better. A lot of that is not voice acted.
Well, I mean, like...
cutscenes.
Yeah, I'm like, that's...
And, of course, the MC doesn't say a fucking word.
Young man.
Except for... He does a Shadow the Hedgehog. Damn, not again.
Shadow the Hedgehog be talking, though.
Yeah, Shadow do be talking.
Yeah, he be having whole monologues and shit. See, that's what I need a port of. Or a remaster of. Give me a remaster of Shadow the Hedgehog.
No, you just gotta play Sonic X Shadow Generations.
I am gonna play Sonic X Shadow Generation. That doesn't change the fact that I would like...
You said Sonic play... what Shadow?
Yes, Sonic X Shadow.
If you're gonna Google that, put the generations after it.
No, don't put the generations after it.
For the love of God and all that is holy.
For your own innocence.
So, Anton, are you going to spin the block and get this this Monster Hunter Stories? One.
I'm mad that 2 isn't... Because it makes more sense for 2 to come to PlayStation.
It's the next type of thing, I feel like. Right?
I'm just kind of...
At this point, it just has to be next. After they sell you this one.
I'm worried that it's going to be after Wilds. With the way Capcom is just kind of all over the place with a lot of these things.
Damn, that would suck. But you could be right.
Right.
Because I feel like... better move. But
the Stories remaster is like the horrible stopgap they're giving us to get 2 Wilds, but... I don't see them doing anything else to tide us over, you know? It's next year. But, you know, I could be wrong. They could surprise us and give us Stories too everywhere.
I think this is one part of testing the audience for it.
Well, the thing, they did it, so it was Switch exclusive when it came out. Then they brought it to Steam. Because it's on the RE engine, which is super easy to port around. Which is why I'm, like, super surprised that they're spending more time and effort on a 1 remaster than they... Because it would be so much less effort. And it'd be cool, like, hey, if you pre-order Stories Remastered, get Stories 2 as an added thing or something like that. But there's...
Yeah, or honestly, having that game with a better online functionality, that seems pretty cool to me. Like, people are legit going in for the PvP.
There was, like, PvP? I thought it was just that co-op.
Stories 2?
Yeah.
No, I had PvP.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure where that community lives is on the Steam version at this point, because you can run the game.
Right. You can run it. It works.
I have it on my Steam Deck, so that was just a thing of, you know, Steam Deck capable games. So, speaking of something I guess you could play on Steam Deck, but I, Madrid, you and I have been on PlayStation. Jalen, I'm guessing you've been playing on, like, your PC proper and not your Steam Deck.
Nah, but, PC proper.
Yeah, we've been spreading Managed Democracy.
Oh, okay. That could have went a few different ways. But spreading freedom, Managed Democracy, and patriotism... God damn it.
And getting airstruck. Any other way. Madrid's call outs that are like.
Watch out. Minute late. No specific person. No directions. Watch out. Move. It's too late. I fucking threw an orbital, right? I was like, all right, I see this sweet window. I'm about to throw an orbital. This shit. Stuck to Kuma's his drone. And I was like, oh, God, I saw the drone. I couldn't tell. I liberated one of his drones previously, so I had one too. So I couldn't tell if it was on mine or his or what. So everybody just spread out and started fucking running. And I don't know what happened, but it just never came down.
Oh, I guess you were lucky. Out. Yeah.
Because it was about to be a team wipe. Oh man, yeah, I downloaded it. Well, I copped it yesterday. I finally started the March for Freedom.
Yeah, you had played a few before I got on, and then I played a few after you got off. And I mean, for legit, I finished the tutorial. I'm like, oh, how do I join up with y'all? Y'all like, well, you might have to wait till we finish this mission. And Kuma's like, nah, you could just hop in. And so I hop in, like, y'all are at least halfway through a mission. I'm like, it's my first time out here.
Yeah, we're about to just say fuck it, bring it straight to the bots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I went straight to the bots. I have not fought any bugs yet. Straight to the bots. Oh, straight to the automaton medic had to deal with me.
I saw something last night. Apparently, you're supposed to level and get the the armor piercing rounds before you even think about going to the bots.
Fuck that. People are I have democracy and superior rounds? Firepower. Man, fuck that.
Domain expansion. Eagle striker. Calling in an eagle. It's like sure you don't feel super strong, but when you put in that Tekken input for your orbital,
the fact that everything are those inputs makes it so entertaining.
Yeah,
even for like little every time you the fact the terminal shit are puzzles that you have to solve while under fire and orbitals going off everywhere is great.
Oh yeah,
I was doing a lot of the what is it reroute the pipeline missions.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that was a little puzzle, and then you have to manually set the pipes, it's a fun mission. It's a good time. Especially when you're running around with an anti-material rifle.
Wait, we're manually setting pipe?
Manually setting pipe for democracy. For
no
democracy.
Automatic pipe?
Nah.
I respect it.
Patriots can manually set pipe.
You're damn right.
Patriotism.
Yeah, I mean, we had our own space Vietnam. We went, what's the name of that place?
Malevolent Creek.
Yeah, Malevolent Creek.
Or as I call it, Malevolent Shrine.
I mean, it is a malevolent shrine to the automaton menace.
Yeah, oh my god. Like, the amount of automatons that they would just drop off on you.
Right.
And they'll have those walkers, they'll have fucking tanks, and they'll come up with chainsaws on your ass, and you're just up here, like, and you pick the wrong weapon, you got a shotgun and a pistol.
Right. I mean, you got them out of war bonds and you wanted to try them.
I made a mistake. There was a point last night where everybody was dead and it was just me left, and I had to wait for the cooldown on the respawns. So I'm literally just running through Vietnam. I'm taking off. I'm running. I have the light armor on.
The scout armor on.
Yeah, so I'm a little shiftier. But I don't got no fucking health. I'm catching laser beams to the back. Right,
you just see Madrid running up the hill and just like red lasers,
zagging, Superman dive. I'm on my apex shit and fucking. Yeah. I take too much damage.
See, that's why I'm trying to get the medic armor. I want to carry some extra stim packs.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Oh, like, I God. I know I won't have as high armor, but stim packs, though.
And then like you got fucking Spider-Man in the background.
My leg!
How about some liberty? That shit was funny. My leg! Like, I definitely see the potential of this game. Like, them dropping hints to shit, the way everything's, like, kind of live. You can see your input of what you and your hell divers went in there and did, and you know everybody's fighting the bugs right now. But
that was your last mission when y'all left me all the, like y'all distracted.
Oh yeah.
That's, like, yeah. One of the best parts about Helldivers is just, like, how nonchalantly hilarious it is. Like, stuff will just happen.
Friendly fire is just always...
Oh, yeah. I have one friendly fire kill currently because someone decided to put their head in between my anti-material rifle and the machine menace. And, you know, it's an anti-material rifle. You are made out of material.
What's splat? Like,
his head was completely removed. It was gone.
There was a clear difference when, like, before Jawan got unlocked the mortar into after.
Mortimer.
Mortimer. We had the appearance of Mortimer, the mortar. And it's like, no, don't get too close to the bugs. And you just see yourself explode. It's like, killed by Oni Noir X. I'm like, fucking Mortimer. Stepping on landmines. I saw some shit glowing and like,
oh, yeah.
I looked at it. And I was like, I gotta touch it. Fucking blow up.
My back was turned. Right. My back was turned and I like something like hit me in the back. And then I'm like later on looking, I'm like, wait, how is my character covered in blood and we're fighting robots? It's like, oh, because Madrid exploded on you.
I was like, damn, this is my intrusive thought. It was just like, you gotta just tap on it, see what happens. And yeah, it was a fucking landmine. Oh my god, that shit is funny. It's a good time. Like, that's definitely a great game for the homies.
Yeah,
lower and everybody's starting normal, to pick it up,
right? And the servers are stabilizing. I was able to just get in and play. And like party up, no problems.
Yeah, I only got kicked once.
I haven't had any problems. The only time I had a problem was when Madrid got kicked and Madrid was session lead and so it disbanded, but
that was the one time I got kicked. It blew everything up. It blew it up. Everything got blown to smithereens.
I'd say
everything was blown apart. Napoleon blown apart.
Oh my god.
Happy Halloween.
Yo, those acid spitting bugs? The squirters?
Oh yeah.
My god, I fucking hate them.
Man, killing those with the railgun is so satisfying because they just like goop. That was one of the things, like, somebody had just dropped a railgun on the field. I was like, oh, I'll pick it up, check it out. So the first time, it was like one right behind me. And the ammo, okay, am I the only one that has had to retrain my brain, or is like actively trying to retrain my brain on not reloading after you kill like a group of enemies?
I've been watching people play it, and I heard them say, yeah, I just wait till I'm like out.
Yeah, I literally just, I just wait for the mag's empty. Then I'm like, okay, now reload.
Yeah, it... You do, it does take a moment, but I went in aware that that's what I have to do. And even still, it took a second.
Yeah, my muscle memory is after I clear out a group of enemies, just like hit that square to reload. And
honestly, I've been using the shotgun, the first little shotgun you can unlock, and it's pretty straight. And you're loading like one shell at a time, well, one slug at a time, so... that might be more your speed, because you can go clear enemies and then just reload with no guilt.
Yeah, but don't use that on one of the automaton missions. That shotgun fucking sucks for that shit. It's too low range.
Yeah, trust me. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's no. Don't do it.
Now, if you got a bunch of them chainsaw niggas right in your face, it's like
that's a whole different story.
But yeah, honestly, if you can find the art gun for the automatons. Which I wasn't feeling at first, and then I was like, let me try this on these robots. Works a lot better. Those goddamn oil guzzling, metallic skinned, cybernetic, bucket of bolts.
You can't say Roger, that's our word. You can say Roger, though.
And you know that that's going to be one of the voice lines they have in this Battlefront collection. So while we're still talking about helmeted space dudes in all-out warfare, they're bringing back the Battlefront, the original Battlefront games, in a collection with online play. And it was announced as part of the Nintendo Direct, so I was worried it would be one of those Switch-only releases, and I was like, no, but it's coming to PlayStation, so.
Let's go!
It'll be interesting to see if they do cross-play with it, like, if they could figure that out, that'd be really great, but...
On everything but the Switch version.
Oof, man, that Switch version, it looks so rough. Like, that's the thing about...
Which is sad, because that's a PS2 game.
Yeah. I don't know how...
That's just how the game looked.
Like, side by side. Yeah, it probably did.
They're like, let's just drag. We're
bringing it over one to one. It's historically accurate, okay?
Y'all got the coat? Yep. It's gonna drop it on. There we go.
Everything okay,
runs like runs like Vaseline, or like a dream, I'd say.
But yeah, that's coming March 14th. So
you're pretty piped up about that, Jalen, right?
Yeah, Battlefront, especially Battlefront 2.
That'd be fun. How close was Battlefront 2 on PSP versus PS2? Because that's my only, like, remembrance of playing these Battlefront
games. That's basically just Battlefront. That's basically just Battlefront 2, for the most part. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd definitely be down to check it out because I knew I had played the Battlefront game on PSP. I wasn't sure how close it was to this. And then now with it just having more horsepower to run on PlayStation, we'll see. It'll be, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I might wait on the sale, though, because this is not a day one full price.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
This is a get it for cheap and get on when all this... This is a really good PlayStation Plus Essentials game.
Ooh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
6 months in, give us the Battlefront Classic Collection on PlayStation Plus. That'd be...
Just go ahead, drop that off for us. Just spike that player base for a little bit.
I am pleased that this year we're getting solid multiplayer games. Like, there's some new shit just to play with the homies that's actually good.
Yeah. I mean, that was a hilarious thing. Like, Juwan was like, yeah, we just need a good third-person shooter after playing Helldivers. I'm like, there is one out there. And it's Fortnite. Fortnite is your competent third-person shooter.
I don't know. I can't randomly get blown to bits in Fortnite.
Right, yeah. Fortnite is definitely nowhere near as funny as Helldivers has been.
Like, seeing people get, like, crushed and stepped on by the ship. Hilarious.
Okay, so another game that they talked about at the Nintendo Direct. I don't think we're going to go over all of them. I'd say we just bring up the ones that we care about. But the Suika game, multiplayer mode. That's crazy that that game has gotten big enough to get DLC. It's kind of like the Among Us effect of, like, this game's been around. People discovered it. It kind of had, like, this online viral moment, and it's led to the game getting more content, which I don't think anybody was expecting to get a multiplayer update for that game.
For the Suika game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to see it do well. Everyone seems to be... It got real big, real fast.
Mm-hmm. Then...
That's fine.
Another game they talked about that looks dope is Pepper Grinder. Looks like Drill Dozer, but, like, it's a modern indie game, and just... That is one. It's coming out March 28th, and that might be one. I might have to scoop it and at least give it a try, because it just looks so cool.
Oh, yeah. It's on my radar.
Okay. Yeah, what is on my radar is Unicorn Overlord by Vanillaware.
Yeah.
That has a demo out right now that I'm probably going to download on my Switch tonight.
Well, make sure it's not on PC, because I know it's on PlayStation.
It's on PC.
I downloaded the PS5 version of the demo just to, you know, because I need to beat the Junon part of the 7 Rebirth demo, and then I need to play more Helldivers, spread more Managed Democracy.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that when we get off and spread some Managed Democracy.
Oh, definitely going to go spread some Managed Democracy.
I got to go get a rake.
I need to
rake up these leaves in my yard.
Rake it up. Break it down. Yeah, I still haven't touched the 7 deal demo. I was thinking about it when we went to go see Advent Children. But I did cop it, though. I did go ahead
and pre-order the game. Well, yeah, the first part, you get to skip that section if you do it in the demo. So if, you know, you want to get a head start on... Be like getting further in Rebirth, you can go and do the, what is that? It's not the Nibelheim flashback. You can do that as the first part of the demo, and then when in the main game you get to that part, they'll be like, oh, we see you did it in the demo, do you want to skip it? And yeah, I'll skip it. But yeah, we went to see Advent Children Complete in theaters as a group, and that was dope.
Yeah, that was my first time watching the whole thing.
And what did you think? Because you were like the farthest away from me. I know Chris, that was his first time seeing it, and he like turned to me mind blown, like it's one of the coolest things I've seen in my entire life. So
yeah, I feel a few ways about it. Is it kind of stupid? I mean, yeah, you know, but everything else, that shit was awesome as fuck, though. Like, if I would have saw it proper when it came out, it would have been my whole personality. Instead of some of it, like, this dude had a fucking motorcycle that was stuffed full like an accordion with about 7 Buster swords. He had some sort of fucking back sword carrying device.
The amount of times
he could break it apart into any shape, because of course the 7 swords can come together to make one massive Buster sword. Like, the Buster sword isn't massive in and of itself already. And of course it could split apart.
Right, of course, like when he needs to duel. Right, yeah, the dual wielding.
So you can dual wield Buster swords, because really I'm just him. And I got one sleeve because I got that shit. Not that shit on, but that shit. All the Geostigma jokes, it made sense.
Right.
And each time they showed the little sick kid, I kept wanting to say, Joshua! Joshua!
Denzel.
Denzel out here off of perk. Standing in front of the fountain waiting to be sacrificed to an eldritch god. Not knowing what he's being used for. Fucking, and it's just two twinks duking it out. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I
That's all I Was it homoerotic at several points throughout the movie? Yes. Most certainly. Was Vincent not cool as fuck? Yes.
But also, what are those?
Did he have the London Pepper Steppers? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. If he catches a roach in the corner, it's over. It's over. It's limit fucking break.
The fact that he doesn't have a phone.
Right.
And got cooked for it.
Like, why don't you have a phone? Immediately shows up. I'm here to buy a phone. I know some shit's going on, but we're at the phone store.
I'm just here to buy a phone. Nothing else. One you guys aren't my friends or anything.
One of the things I was glad about is that the subs like matched up to like exactly what they said in the dub, so it doesn't have that problem of, you know, sometimes when they like do a dub and you watch it with subtitles, the subtitles they're saying basically the same thing, but it's not the exact right. same thing, but that it's like those subs were
piss you off.
Right, yeah. Those subs were exactly what they said in the English dub, so.
Oh, yeah, so they were dilly-dally.
We did get our dilly-dally shilly-shally, but, like, the way it sounded in Japanese is, like, hella weird. It somehow sounded weirder than dilly-dally shilly-shally.
Yeah, it's an expression that doesn't have a true English definition. So. They're like, dilly dally shilly shall.
It's a vibe. We understood what Tifa meant by that.
Right. It's always funny, like, I thought about Advent Children Tifa in Theater Rhythm, and, like, she has that line where she's like, nobody's here, of, like, when, I think it's Kadat, no, it's Laws that she fights in the church, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Laws is, like, there looking for Cloud, and she's like, no one's here. Like, that's, like, her battle cry in Theater Rhythm. It's hilarious.
And Tifa, she stood there boobingly a lot. Just straight tiddly. In every scene, she's just.
That's just how she's built.
All right, center it. Boom.
And then it being complete, the complete version, it was good to see, like, first of all, the added, like, actual battle damage, like when Sephiroth was stabbing Cloud in the sky and he was actually bleeding.
Oh, yeah. Cloud got fucked. He got stabbed through the foot.
He got stabbed through a lot of things. He stabbed him multiple times.
Right.
In the most homoerotic way possible.
And they had
never been a memory.
I thought of the perfect present for you, Cloud.
It's like,
I'll give you despair.
Like, bruh.
But yeah, that's all.
You show up for 10 seconds and this is how you act.
Hey, Zach got a little bit more screen time because it was a complete version. It's like, can't wait to see what they do with him in Rebirth. Like, that is what I'm most excited for with Rebirth, is like,
they put able to, this nigga on the cover.
Right.
Like, why is he there? To hurt us?
Yes.
We'll see. I don't know.
Also, Cloud kind of got self-destructed at the end of that shit, and he was just like, did somebody, like, cast res on him or something? He woke back up in the pool?
Aerith wasn't there to revive him. Well, I mean,
No, that's what she did.
No, she was there.
She definitely did that.
She fucking,
that's exactly what happened.
And they can't show it on screen because it will break the immersion. But yeah, she poured a phoenix down on his body, and he was like, oh, these things do work.
Joshua!
I just need a Final Fantasy to be like, yeah, here. Oh, I'm alive. This thing that we use in combat all the time. It saved my life.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be cool to see how they handle Rebirth. Like, we're 4 days out. I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, I kind of muted my own excitement for it. But I kind of like even when we came in the trailer, I hadn't seen that trailer, I don't think. Yeah, that, like, a lot of that shit was new to me.
Oh, well, yeah, that whole interview, I gotta find a way to watch it because we thought there would be previews beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it seems like they started playing the interview part like right at 7 o'clock.
Right at 7. Yeah, that's what, like, usually for, like, re-releases and things like that, they just get straight to it. Unless they have, like, something specific. But yeah, I kind of, like, throttled my own excitement. But seeing that shit, I'm like, oh, yeah. This is exciting. And then watching Advent Children, I'm like, oh, God. I hope they let me wield 7 Buster Swords. for no explicable reason. Like, the advent in Advent Children is for the advent of Buster Sword technology, because what the fuck.
Like, I got 7 swords that become 1 sword that can then explode so I can attack, like, the 7 swords.
The sheer advancement in about 2 years after a global crisis.
And also the series, that movie doesn't understand what momentum means. We're having sword fights on motorcycles, and everyone can just fly, and motorcycles can drive by themselves because it looks sick.
Yeah. It's so fucking sick. Oh my God, we need some more motorcycle. Oh, hold on, actually.
Well, you know, the motorcycle part in motorcycle. 7 Remake wasn't that bad.
Fighting that fucking tank, that was awful.
Towards
the end of the game.
Yeah.
That shit was awful.
Oh, I think I just figured out the pattern for it and just went and did it.
That's good. I died a couple of times. I remember streaming it and just being like, oh my fucking God. You're about to pit me off.
All right. Well, were there any other things that stood out for y'all in the Nintendo Direct? I mean, they Grounded and Pentiment are coming to Switch, but interestingly, not Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah.
Performance issues.
Yeah, let's just say it how it is.
That's what I think.
Also,
yeah, I think it'll probably come to the next Switch.
Yeah.
We'll probably get that ported over.
Yeah. I'm happy Epic Mickey is getting a remaster, and it looks good. Like, the way they redid the animation is really, really good.
Yeah. I never actually played that game, but
I would always see it. It was a fun Wii era game. Nice platformer.
Yeah, I could see Chris being all over this. Wonder if they're using 4K textures. Because this isn't just coming to Switch, right?
I think it's just coming to Switch.
That'd be really weird. I think the only thing that they were saying that was like Switch exclusive that I remember seeing was World of Goo 2.
Nope, never mind. It is coming to all consoles.
Okay.
It looks good. World
of Goo. That's an insane name.
Well, it's World of Goo 2. Oh, Pepper Grinder's Devolver. That explains a lot.
That definitely tracks. That's really all that I cared about when it came to the Nintendo Direct. There's a lot of stuff, but outside of once SMT got shown, I was like, I'm good. I'm sold. I have everything I need.
Right. That's the good thing about this being a partner direct is pretty much everything is coming to more than just the Switch. This is a great way for a bunch of games to get announced, a bunch of like dates to get announced, a bunch of demos to get released.
You know, put some eyes on it.
Okay.
And I was going to say, did we say that Hi-Fi Rush was coming to everything else? It's not Switch.
Well, it's just PlayStation, right?
Yeah, that's really the last place it's not.
Yo. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. That Hi-Fi looks exciting, but March is just kind of crowded. I don't know.
I feel like that's just how gaming is going to feel like for the next, till at least, I don't know, August of right now. Subject to change.
Right, because June is going to be Summer Game Fest, and then that's going to fill out the rest of the year.
Yeah. But June is also Elden Ring.
Yep.
That's going to fill out the rest of the year.
Oh, no, we'll get through that in like a month of hive minding it. Gotta resurrect the Elden Ring hive mind.
Oh, it's waiting. They were starting to get weird.
Man, Rise of the Ronin is looking good too.
Another little multiplayer joint.
I'm not as like interested in it. Seems like one of those ones, you know. But I said that about Helldivers. I figured I wasn't too interested in what they had shown from Helldivers from beforehand. But now that it's here, whole different story.
And this guy is democracy in you. Yeah, that's how it goes.
I'm sipping the Liberty.
Take you a deep, deep sip.
All right. Yep. So this weekend was the Pokemon Go Sinnoh Global Tour. And, you know, I got a pretty good haul overall. Got probably like 4 or 5 new shinies. Got 2 Origin Form Dialgas, 2 regular Palkias, and 1 Origin Form Palkia. And then I got the entire Lake Trio, and I got one of them shiny. I want to say it was Meowth that I got shiny. But yeah, this event was like honestly better than I was expecting it to be. Yesterday, I went to downtown Decatur to just, you know, walk around, and I joined a Palkia raid that was like the fastest I've ever seen a raid get taken down, ever. So that was cool. I'm trying to think. I missed out on Hisuian Samurott. That's kind of one of the things I'm missing. And then regular Dialga. Those are the 2 things that I would have wanted to get from the event that I didn't. Well, that and shiny Hisuian Voltorb, because they finally added that shiny to the game.
Oh, the Voltorb Jesus?
Yep. I don't even know how Chris made that connection during that episode.
I don't know how we got there, but we went there.
That's usually how we get there.
All right. Well, Madrid, you were talking about Little Devil Inside a little bit before we were recording.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, so basically the studio put out a message in a new trailer. It was like, yeah, we still exist. But essentially they said they scaled back the game and the team on the game due to different reasons. They're kind of vague, but it seemed like creative differences and like trying to hone in on a direction. But they did say they're working to come back out and, you know, shit like that. And the other thing was that they're looking for a publisher and they're not answering any questions until then.
Well, I mean, you know, for a game that was shown initially, I think at the PS5 reveal, it doesn't look like we're getting this game till the PS6.
Or, I mean, we're just not getting this game.
I mean, heck, they're still communicate better than Silksong.
I mean, that's not hard to do.
Yeah. But when Silksong dropped,
if it ever drops.
Well, watch it like come out June 21st, just get the trifecta: Silksong, Elden Ring, and SMT5.
SMT5-5 or VV.
Nobody Devil May Cry V.
Yeah, I was just born last week. What?
Fucking V.
Yeah, so maybe we see this game again. Maybe don't. Maybe some publishers like, fuck yeah, let's go scoop them up. Or maybe it just kind of ceases to exist one day. You know, wishing the best for them, but, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Well, is there anything else anybody wants to hit on for this week's episode?
Nah, I'm done.
Nah, that's it for me.
All right. Well, remember, you can follow us all collectively around the internet, CheesyControllerPodcast.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Anton6 with 2 X's. Madrid, where can people find you?
SpeedwagonX.
All right, and Jalen?
Squid Bishop.
All right, this has been a Noah's Good production. The video version is edited by Chris. The audio version is edited by Akuma Santi. Until next time, keep it cheesy.